Hachette Audio presents The Tenth Justice, written by Brad Meltzer and read by Scott Brick.
For Corey, who changed my life the moment she entered it. In a capital full of classified matters and full of leaks, the court keeps private matters private. Reporters may speculate, but details of discussion are never disclosed, and the vote is revealed only when a decision is announced. The Supreme Court Historical Society. Equal justice under law. 5 votes can do anything around here. William Brennan, Supreme Court Justice. Chapter 1. Ben Addison was sweating, like a pig. And it wasn't supposed to be this way. In the past 3 hours, Ben had read the current issues of the Washington Post, the New York Times, Law Week, and Legal Times. Last night, before going to bed, he'd committed to memory every major Supreme Court case from the previous session. He'd also made a list of every Supreme Court opinion Justice Mason Hollis had ever written, and to be safe, he'd reread Hollis's biography. No matter what the subject, Ben was convinced he was prepared for any topic Justice Hollis might raise. In his briefcase, he had packed 2 legal pads, 4 pens, 2 pencils, a pocket legal dictionary, a pocket thesaurus, and, since he'd heard that Supreme Court clerks typically work straight through lunch, a turkey sandwich. Without question, Ben Addison was ready. But he was still sweating, like a pig. As he stood outside the Supreme Court, a half hour early for his first day on the job, he was entranced by the gleaming white columns of